Welcome to the Kara Project Podcast, where we help you build confidence in studying the Bible on your own and with your neighbor. We're so glad you're here. Welcome to the Kara Project. I'm Heather.
I'm Sarah.
And if you know anything about the Kara Project story, one of the things you probably know is that we've been leading Bible studies with people from different faith backgrounds for many, many years. Mm-hmm. If you actually want to hear our story and you haven't heard it yet, I encourage you to check out episode 80 of the Kara Project podcast, where we actually go into a lot more depth of our story. But as part of our story, we've come out with a neighbor guide. And this neighbor guide, it helps you learn how to navigate with relationships around the Bible with anybody that has a different belief system than you do. Mm-hmm. And that guide we built was for anyone, truly, whether you are a leader or just entering into a Bible study or a relationship. It was meant to be for the average person mm-hmm. to pick up and learn how to engage your neighbor.
Yes. And we wanted to create this special episode specifically for leaders. If you are a leader who is thinking about expanding or starting your own group, we wanted to give you some tips, things that we have learned along the way that might help you do that, especially if you're trying to lead a group, maybe with people with different beliefs. Yeah. So this is what we have in the neighbor guide, or actually the leader guide here. Mm-hmm. And these are some of the tips we wanted to share with you today.
Well, what's great is that on our website, we have a bunch of different insights for you of how you can engage as a leader. A couple of things that I just want to hit on before we dive deeper today is that we have four tips to start a group. And this has everything on determining who to invite, how the schedule should be laid out, where should you be meeting, maybe even if you should share responsibilities with other people. So if you've never even started a group, we have resources for you on that side. We also have 10 tips on how to host a group Bible study. Again, mm-hmm. if you're brand new to being a leader and you want to understand how to prepare the space, how to prepare a group, even to how to prepare your own heart, we have some tips already mm-hmm. on our website. But today we're going to focus deeper on empowering leaders. Is that right, Sarah?
Yes. So let's dive right into these 8 tips that we want to share with you. The first one is to equip yourself. Now, I remember when I was doing Bible study, I was at my local church, you know, doing Bible study. And I remember the day a woman walks in from a different faith background. It was going to join our Bible study. Mm-hmm. And I remember feeling pretty intimidated. Like I didn't know enough. And you might relate to that. You might be thinking the same thing. And well, I don't feel like I know enough to, you know, do Bible study with people who might believe differently. And we want to say first and foremost that you don't have to have all the answers. You won't have all the answers.
No.
In fact, we're going to give you a lot of tips, and we've given a lot of tips in our neighbor guide on how to really you know, ask good questions and to listen well and how to kind of navigate some of those conversations. But so you don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to have a Bible degree. But that being said, we do encourage you to equip yourself. We do encourage you to learn how to read and study the Bible on its own terms. And the good news is that's really the Kara Project's the reason we exist, right? Like that's one of the main things that we do is we equip others to build confidence in studying the Bible on their own and with our neighbor. So one of our key resources, or the key resource, mm-hmm. the foundation of all that we do, is called the Kara Bible Study Guide. Mm-hmm. And in that, you're going to find a very simple and memorable way to study the Bible, learn how to read it on its own terms. It uses Kara, our very own name, context, history, author, research, and apply. And it helps ask some questions to help you know how to interpret the biblical passage and with its intended meaning.
Well, and it also does a really good job of diffusing the interpretation, especially if you have people from differing backgrounds that are in the room.
Right.
It allows you to both put your biases and assumptions aside and truly read the text for what it's really saying. So it diffuses that tension, which mm-hmm. goes to our next mm-hmm. tip that we have on leading Bible study is how do you build trust? Mm. And can you build trust in the right way? Because authentic and vulnerable relationships cannot happen. And you can't explore the Bible together in a real way if you're not willing to actually put trust as the first thing you establish. And so trust takes time. It takes track record. You need patience in order for you to be able to get there. And so your job is to focus as a leader on building rapport and building that trust so that you can move into some difficult and sometimes personal topics as you're going through maybe differing opinions on beliefs. Here's the deal. The group is going to take their cues from a leader. In fact, this has happened in my group where my group has built trust with each other because they even told me, they're like, Heather, you started it. I'm like, okay, but that's a good thing for me to start, is to build trust first. If we've built that, then everything else, the vulnerability, the transparency can go a long way in allowing people to explore the Bible together in a real way. Yeah. And you can do, here's how you can build trust. Storytelling. It could be through prayer. It could be when you're admitting that you don't know something. You know, you said earlier, Sarah, this idea of equipping yourself because you may not know all the answers. It's okay to say, man, I don't know that answer to that question you have about the Bible, but boy, I really want to figure it out. We should figure it out together. And so being willing to admit when you don't have the answer is also a way to build trust. There's also the idea that if you ask a lot of questions and are willing to listen to answers, that rapport building really helps because it allows you to relate. And once you've listened to a person, you can relate vulnerably and share experiences that you've had in your own life that might relate to them. In all of this idea of building trust, it's about loving well. Mm-hmm. It's about building a friendship first. Mm-hmm. It's about making sure that you are learning together and vulnerably asking questions to get to the spot where you can understand the Bible more deeply. And that only comes if you're willing to trust each other. So it's a key tip for us, but one that takes a lot of time and track record.
Absolutely. Our third tip is to center conversations around the Bible. And if you've listened to our podcast surrounding the Neighbor Guide or read the Neighbor Guide, you're going to find out that this one is, you've heard us talk about this before. Mm-hmm. The idea is to center conversations around the Bible, because if you have a group that is coming together with different beliefs, maybe different faith backgrounds, they may not all share the same view of the Bible, first of all, right? Like, I mean, I view the Bible as the authoritative word of God. Not everyone in my group may believe that, right? And with the different beliefs and all that, people might view different things as scripture. Like, I would say the Bible, the Old and New Testament is scripture, but other people might have other scriptures that they want to bring. So because of that, and because of the diversity and uniqueness of some of these groups, we really want to focus on what we have in common. And if you're at a Bible study, you at least have that in common, an interest, a desire to better understand and explore the Bible. So focus on the Bible is one of our key tips here, because otherwise, if it's one-on-one, you know, if you're in a conversation one-on-one, you can probably go to some outside resources. You have time to maybe go into some of those. But if you've got a group with people from all over the place, stay centered on the Bible. It will really help you get through your passage and also just give a good grounding to your conversation.
I love that. Number four tip when we are learning how to lead a group Bible study is less is more. You talked about this idea, Sarah, of centering your conversation around the Bible. But as we go into entering into the Bible, it's really easy for us to want to bring all the Bible into the conversation. And in doing so, sometimes we can overwhelm everybody in the group. And
never
so,
done that before.
Never done that. let's read the whole Bible in one sitting. No, not that much. But when we say less is more, what we're talking about is slow down in realizing that covering too much, too many passages, too many verses, too much content can be really intimidating and quite overwhelming to especially somebody that's fairly new to the Bible or hasn't been as familiar to the Bible before. Mm-hmm. So instead, we ask, focus on one story, one passage, one verse, maybe one chapter at a time, because it allows you to unfold the true meaning of what's actually happening and the purpose of the text to get into a deeper conversation. One of the things that Sarah and I have learned as we've done Bible study is that some of the existing Bible studies that are out there can often move too fast through topics or passages because they're assuming everybody's somewhat familiar with the Bible. And in doing so, you kind of miss out on the ability to be able to really dive deep and unpack a certain section of scripture that really had a lot of questions. In fact, we've run into this both, Sarah, where in the middle of us doing an 8-week Bible study, it ended up being more like 16 weeks because we were like, whoa, there's too many verses for us to unpack. We actually had to slow down the Bible study to be able to unwrap everything that was going on. Also, bouncing around the Bible can feel sometimes a little intimidating. I was sitting with a lady at one point. We were watching a teacher on the TV, and the teacher was bouncing all over the Bible, and my girlfriend just closed her Bible and just sat back because she's like, this is just a little too overwhelming for me. I think sometimes those of us that are familiar with the Bible don't remember what it was like when we were first learning the Bible for the first time and getting familiar with it. Less is more. Being able to unpack scripture in its piece by piece is so much more impactful than us reading the entire book of Hebrews all in one sitting. So make sure that you slow it down. That was a bigger one, right? But make sure you slow it down and make sure that the impact on the content is where you're focused.
That is such an important one. I think often when we try to tackle too much, we just end up talking past each other.
Totally.
And not really diving into actually understand and absorb what we're learning.
That's so right.
I like that one a lot. This one kind of goes, number five goes with that, I think, is in some ways, provide flexibility. If you've led a Bible study before, it is wonderful. Really, I mean, it creates a lovely discussion if everyone has come that has done their reading and done their homework. However, we encourage you to provide some flexibility here. I mean, especially if you've got people coming that are brand new to the Bible, or if you're like inviting your neighbors and maybe they're not willing to commit to an 8-week Bible study, but
with,
I can come
with
this
5 pages of homework, yeah, every
right?
night.
But I could come this one time, and so. Not only providing flexibility and, hey, just I often will just say, hey, read, like, we're going through James right now. Read James chapter 2. That's your homework. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can, read James chapter 2. And if you can't, we're going to read it together anyways. And so we always do that. We always start off the group by reading the passage of Scripture out loud together. And we often will try to read it from different Bible translations. And that kind of can, if you hear a passage, maybe in a familiar passage, but you're hearing it in a different translation, it kind of just the different phrasing, mm-hmm. the different words makes you think about it and hear it in a new way and kind of can provide a fresh perspective yeah. on even the most familiar Bible passages. Mm-hmm. So we are big proponents of reading out loud, but also trying different Bible translations. And now if you have a group that is maybe inconsistent in coming, or someone's just going to come check it out here and there, and that's kind of, you know, your norm, we actually would even recommend a more topical Bible study, meaning that each week you're covering a different topic or a different passage in the Bible that's not necessarily building on each other, because they might just come one out of the 8 weeks mm-hmm. or whatever it is, right? And again, you can use the CAR Bible Study Guide to take that one topic or that one verse as deep as you'd like. And I will give a shout out to our Parables Bible Study. The Parables are a phenomenal topical Bible study because they're short. You can attack them and conquer them in one night. They're fascinating. You often have this brilliant takeaway. I mean, Jesus was telling parables for a reason, and they're so applicable to us today. So Parables can be a great topical study when you're trying to provide flexibility.
Well, and you can find that Parables Bible Study on our website. You can download it directly mm-hmm. from our website. And it is 13 weeks. You can pick and choose which parables you want to do. That's a great one, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Our sixth tip in learning how to lead a group Bible study is about letting go of control. If you're anything like I am, you love having control and being able to control the environment and what's said and what the final outcome looks like. Don't. Make sure that you are letting go of control. Yes, come prepared. Yes, make sure you've done your homework and that you are focused on the lesson and the agenda, but making sure that the agenda isn't so grasped in your hand that you are not allowing the Holy Spirit to do what the Holy Spirit's job is and really lead that conversation. Oftentimes, Sarah, you and I have done this both where we will pray, man, Lord, help me get out of the way.
Like, I love that
right?
prayer.
Like, let me get out of the way and let the Holy Spirit lead this conversation mm-hmm. today. The only way that you can help, let go of control and let the Holy Spirit do what he does best is to listen for God in where God is directing the conversation. There's a lot of listening we can do, whether it's learning what's going on in their lives so that you can be hearing for threads to pull on of casual statements that may be indicating something that's maybe deeper. We could be listening for the glimpse of what God is showing them in a passage that you could then direct the conversation toward where their hearts and minds are at. You could be listening for observations and questions that allow you to follow up with additional questions. Being a good listener allows you to be able to figure out where the conversation is going and flow that way. Obviously, we don't want you to go so far off the path that you're getting away from the Bible, right? We still had that mm-hmm. tip about centering the conversation around the Bible. But oftentimes, it may not be the agenda you came in with. And please don't come in with an agenda, right? Just let go of control. Read the Bible for all it's worth. Understand what the Bible is saying from the original audience and allow everybody to leave impacted by the Bible's message. And you can't mm-hmm. do that unless you let the Holy Spirit lead.
I love that as I hear you talking about letting go of control. I just heard you say, listen, listen, I mean, over and yes. over again. And that is so important. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you are in trying to control the narrative, the agenda, you know, if you have an agenda coming into it, you're not listening.
No. You have control already in your grasp.
Yeah. But to listen to where the hearts of your people are, to where God is leading the conversation is so, so incredibly important. So yeah. Love that one.
Yeah.
The seventh tip that we want to share today with you is to share how the Bible has impacted you. And the whole idea here is to really take it from head knowledge to heart knowledge and really to make it personal. Mm-hmm. We often remember stories more than we remember theology, mm-hmm. right? And so part of this is well, for an example, last spring, my Bible study group, we studied different passages and verses on the topic of faith, and we were in the letters in the New Testament, the epistles, and there are a lot of theology-heavy verses that we ended up studying. One of the things that we did is after like two or like probably about 3 weeks of these kind of heavy, awesome verses that we'd study, we would pause and we would let somebody or a couple people share a faith story and really just where they're at in their faith journey, where they started, where they've come from, and how the Bible's impacted them. And so it really kind of turned it to a little bit more of a personal, you know, it was something that allowed us to get to know each other, but also just made it so personal and allowing us to apply what we learned. I mean, for example, one of the verses we studied was Ephesians 2:8-9, mm-hmm. right? For it is by grace we are saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God, not from works, so that no one can boast. Well, there's some theology we can study in there, and we certainly did, and we had a blast, right? What does it mean to be saved by grace? You know, what is grace? What is faith, and how do our works tie into that? And so we did study all that, but at the end of the day, how does that actually impact the way you're living your life? Well, to me, man, a weight just came off my shoulders. Like, thank you, God. Like, mm-hmm. it's a gift. It's like my salvation is a gift from you, mm-hmm. and it's by grace. So there is the theology, but also just saying how that's impacted your life and how that's changed the way and transformed the way I live my life is, I think, meaningful, and people can relate and remember that.
No, I totally agree, because the gospel really does take on a new light when we see how powerfully it's impacted our hearts and our minds, mm-hmm. our soul strength, right? We see God working in somebody's life. It's obviously going to make an impact on how we view view God. Mm-hmm. Our last tip on learning how to lead a Bible study with a group of differing faiths or even just your existing group is actually to pick up our neighbor guide. We already have talked about this. This has a bunch of tips in it that are specifically geared to anybody. But honestly, if you are not using the neighbor guide tips, like meeting people where they're at, focusing on friendships, asking questions, listening well, we've already talked about some of these, not assuming where somebody's mm-hmm. at in their beliefs, honoring the process in their journey, clarifying mm-hmm. their language, reading the Bible on its own terms, praying together, or even setting expectations as a group, all of those tips, those 10 tips, are meant not only for an existing Bible study goer, but meant for you as a leader. And so we ask that, you know, this is definitely a great resource. This neighbor guide is a great resource for you to be able to pick up and then add on these additional mm-hmm. tips that we're giving today, because those are specifically geared toward your experience as a leader. If you want to learn more about the neighbor guide tips, our episode 81 and 82 of our podcast walk through them more in depth and give some, you know, background stories that Sarah and I have experienced mm-hmm. along the way as we've led our own Bible studies. You'll notice that in almost every single piece of what we do here at the CAR Project, specifically around Bible study, is anchored in this idea of loving people well and honoring the process and their journey of where they're at. And so when you study the Bible, if you can enter in with the heart of loving well and honoring their journey, you will go so far. And almost every one of our tips is going to be anchored in probably one of those two, yeah. just because that's the important heart behind what we do at the CAR Project. Yeah.
Now, if you are a leader, or if you are thinking about leading a group and expanding your current group, and it might include people who believe differently than you, and you're thinking, well, these 8 tips have been great, very helpful. Thank you, ladies. You're welcome. But I still have questions, uh-huh. right? Like, I still have questions. And you're going to run into questions along the way. We do have, as a resource on our website, some frequently asked questions that I know that we've probably asked, mm-hmm. that people have asked us. And for instance, what if I don't know enough, right? Mm. That is, I think, a common question. I think that's going to be a pretty common one. What if my group doesn't talk? What if they talk too much? I mean, you keep straying off topic. And this one I love, I think is so important. What if we disagree? Well, you probably will at some point. How do we handle those differences? So those are all questions that we address in greater depth and detail on our website. And if there's a question that you have that we haven't addressed, please reach out to us and we'll see how we can help you.
Oh, that's fantastic. I appreciate that, because this is what you're hearing is we have a bunch of resources on our websites that are geared toward helping you learn how to build confidence in studying the Bible on your own and with your neighbor. So don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment. It's really going to help us out, but it also allows you to stay in touch as we continue to build out resources to help you as you dive into God's Word. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for listening. To learn more about The Carr Project, visit us at thecarrproject.com. This podcast is listener supported, so if you'd like to support, head on over to our website and click Give.